From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message entitled, Five Consequences of Sovereign Grace, the last in this series on the 8th chapter of Romans. Our text is verses 31 through 39. Paul began chapter 8 by declaring, There is therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. In verse 31, he asked the question, What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? In answer, Dr. Cairns presented five certainties of sovereign grace, which Paul sets forth in the closing verses of the chapter. In the light of those glorious truths, there are precious consequences that follow for all of Christ's redeemed people. First, there is no subjugation to the devil's domination, nor can any man succeed ultimately in his opposition to God's children. Next, there is no deprivation for God's people, for God has given them all things in Christ. Then, because of what Christ did on the cross, God will accept no accusation against them from either man or the devil. The fourth consequence takes us back to verse 1 of the chapter, no condemnation. The perfection of Christ's atoning work makes that impossible. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes, but first we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Better Farther On. The text is found in Nahum, chapter 1 and verse 12. Though I have afflicted thee, I will afflict thee no more. There is a limit to affliction. God sends it, and God removes it. Do you sigh and say, When will the end be? Remember that our griefs will surely and finally end when this poor earthly life is over. Let us quietly wait and patiently endure the will of the Lord till He cometh. Meanwhile, our Father in heaven takes away the rod when His design in using it is fully served. When He has whipped away our folly, there will be no more strokes. Or, if the affliction is sent for testing us, that our graces may glorify God, it will end when the Lord has made us bear witness to His praise. We would not wish the affliction to depart till God has gotten out of us all the honor which we can possibly yield Him. There may today be a great calm. Who knows how soon those raging billows will give place to a sea of glass, and the seabirds sit on the gentle waves? After long tribulation, the flail is hung up, and the wheat rests in the garner. We may, before many hours are past, be just as happy as now we are sorrowful. It is not hard for the Lord to turn night into day. He that sends the clouds can as easily clear the skies. Let us be of good cheer. It is better on before. Let us sing hallelujah by anticipation.
Thank you.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. All of these video clips have been available on the LTBS radio website, but we are now making available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of it free of charge simply by requesting it. You may email ltbs at freepres.org, that's ltbs at freepres.org, or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. Ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns.
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Now that is God issuing a challenge. Here is the trumpet put to the lips of the eternal and that blasts through heaven, earth, and hell. A challenge to every demon of the pit. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Man, you would think there'd be a stampede. Look at that. I can tell you this. I can charge him with that. I lay the other accusation. But God says, I have justified these people. There is no charge. Oh, the old devil would come to you and me and he would dredge up the sins of the past. Try to let you never forget them. But God will hear no charge. Nothing that would suggest that a Christian deserves to be damned. That's the force of it. It's not that God doesn't see when his people err or his people fail. He will correct them to bring them into line and bring them to godliness. But when it comes to anything to suggest that a Christian deserves to be damned, God says, I will hear not a syllable. There's no charge against God's people. But when it comes to anything to suggest that a Christian deserves to be damned, God says, I will hear not a syllable. There's no charge against God's people. What does he say in Psalm 103, verse 12? As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. How far is that? How far is east from west? It's an unlimited and illimitable distance. The great thing about going east and west is you start traveling east, you'll never stop traveling east. You can travel east forever. You travel west, you'll travel west forever. You can only travel north so far and south so far, and then you change direction. That's not true of east and west. So these are purely arbitrary, really imaginary points. What's it saying? From eternity to eternity, I put a severance between God's people and their sins. He says in Isaiah 43:25, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember thy sins. I rejoice in that. There are sins that you cannot forget at this point in time. Oh, you can bring them and leave them with the Lord, but still the scars are there. But remember, he says, I don't remember them. They're gone forever. Dr. Paisley used to tell us about Willie Nicholson in a prayer meeting. Willie Nicholson was the great revival preacher of the 1920s in Northern Ireland. Nicholson was a sort of a wild man. He was a converted seaman. And he was a tough character for tough times. He had a scathing tongue, but a mighty preacher. And when Nicholson was in this prayer meeting, this little fellow decided he would be very holy. And wailing, bleating was maybe more like it. He was going over and over and over all the sins that he had committed before he was saved and bewailing them before God until Nicholson could stick it no more and he burst out in a loud voice. He said, man, would you shut your mouth? Now, I don't advise you to do that to people. You're not Willie Nicholson. But that's what he said. Man, would you shut your mouth? God doesn't know what you're talking about. Why? I will not remember your sins. Buried in the sea of God's forgetfulness, covered with the precious blood of Christ's atonement, I have blotted them out. Blotted them out. They're gone. I think it was Mr. Wagner did me up a little framed picture. Well, not so much a picture as a little bit of computerized script. The verse of the hymn, "What though the accuser roar, or ills that I have done, I know them well, and thousands more. Jehovah findeth none." Numbers 23, verse 20 and 21. I love to read of Balaam and what he had to do and what he had to say. I love it when an apostate is forced to tell the truth. I love it when somebody who sets out to curse God's people ends up having to bless them. And when Balaam tried to curse and he couldn't do it, and Balak came complaining, "I've paid you well. Curse these people." He said, Numbers 23:20, "Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed." And watch this. "I cannot reverse it. He had blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them." Here's how God looks at people under the blood. Justified by his blood. We can take this to ourselves. "He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?" There is no accusation that God will allow even to suggest that his people are fit to be damned. Which leads to the fourth great consequence of the certainties of sovereign grace in verse 34. There's no condemnation. Who is he that condemneth? Verse 33, there's no charge that he will allow. And now from the throne of judgment there is no condemnation that he will issue. Now this would seem to be just a restatement of the main proposition. When you're learning homiletics, I'm glad to say I never had to learn that. Not because I knew it, but because my teacher just was too busy to teach me. So I preach the only way I know how. And you are the poor recipients. But when you're learning homiletics, one thing you learn is that when you have a thematic statement or a proposition, verse 1, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, that proposition cannot be one of the points. You see? And here it would seem that it's just one of the points again. There's no condemnation. But it's only an appearance. Paul forgot more about homiletics than any of the homiletics professors ever knew. Here's the point at this verse 34. It's not just the statement, there's no condemnation. But follow the logic, and I will merely make the point. It's worthy of a whole study on its own. The impossibility of condemnation for a believer is in direct proportion to the performance and completeness of the work of Christ. That's the point. The statement, verse 1, there's no condemnation. Now he's working it out. And he comes to this in verse 34. Christ died. Christ is risen again. Christ is at the right hand of God. Christ is also making intercession for us. There are four pillars of fundamental gospel truth. Christ died, Christ rose again, Christ is at the right hand of God, Christ maketh intercession for us. That's the completeness of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's in light of that, he says, who is he that condemneth? The impossibility of our condemnation rests entirely upon the perfection, completeness of the work that Christ performs and continues to perform. No condemnation now I dread. Jesus and all in him is mine, alive in him. But who is he? My living head. You get it? No condemnation. So many times God's people fall into the trap of, well, look at me. I feel I condemn myself. How can God, who is holy, not condemn me? Because he deals with us in Christ. Can he condemn his own son? Can God ever dismiss the sacrifice of Calvary? Can he ever deny the virtue of the blood? Can he ever countermand that great work of resurrection? Can he ever toss Christ away from the right hand of the majesty on high? Can he ever turn a deaf ear to the intercessions of the Son of God? If God can do any or all of those, then we can be condemned. But until God can do that, there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.